1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to WDCE and to 2 hours of great jazz, coming to you live from the University of Richmond. This is Ann Hampton Calloway, and you are listening to the Cool Jazz Set at 90.1 on your FM dial, and we're streaming on the web at WDCE.org. I hope you'll enjoy tonight's show, and now, here is your host, Paul Pierce.
Nice introduction, Ann Hampton. Ann Hampton Calloway, one of our favorites here on the Cool Jazz Set. Welcome, my friends, to 2 hours of this great American art, this modern jazz with taste. And we're coming to you live from the beautiful campus at the University of Richmond. And I hope you've had a great weekend. Summer has started, and today's been very pleasant. We've had a few hot days and more to come, I am sure. Well, let's get started with Miss Ann Hampton Calloway from one of her albums that I enjoy very much. And this is a tune I believe she wrote. I'll just double check that. But it's certainly a cute song, and she's got a marvelous band backing her on this as well. This is Ann Hampton Calloway singing a blues entitled "I'm Too White to Sing the Blues, Blues."
The name Ann Hampton Calloway, English, Scottish, Irish, a honky all the way. Lionel wasn't Pappy, neither was O'Cab. Every day I curse the way my life is dull and drab. white to sing the blues, blues. Got a paying job, a man who's good and true, a spacious flat in New York City, how could I be blue? My credit cards are paid up, except for MasterCard. If my life is such a piece of cake, tell me why is it so hard? I ought to hit the blues, I got the I'm too white to sing the blues, blues. Well, I dig my Ethel Waters, Missy Smith takes my breath away, and I live for every word of pain from Billie Holiday. Sometimes when I'm lonely, I think I got my chance. I try to sing St. Louis blues to my cat and my house plants. My cat gets catatonic, my violets start to shrink. When the ivy starts to climb the wall, it's time to pour a drink. Each time I try, I lose. I got the I'm too white to sing the blues, blues. Let me tell you about it.
Saying Hampton Calloway with her tune, I'm Too White to Sing the Blues, Blues. And that's from her album, by the way, on Telarc, Blues in the Night, a really fine album, too. Ted Rosenthal, the pianist on that, Christian McBride on bass and Louis Nash on drums, and a great orchestra backing her, too, Sherry Marcel and the Diva Jazz Orchestra. Well, let's see, this past Wednesday, actually, the jazz world lost an icon, the legendary Horace Silver. He was 85 and had not really recorded since 1999. He had been quite ill for some time. But he was very instrumental in the development of this modern jazz we love so much. And his first recording was back in 49 or 50, I can't remember, with Stan Getz. And he became very popular in the New York area when folks found out about him. And then in 1953, he recorded this really fine album with Miles Davis. It's a 10-inch LP. I happen to have the original. And I thought you'd like to hear that. This is a very young Miles Davis, a very young Horace Silver. I think he was 24 when he recorded this. The bassist on this is Percy Heath. The drummer is Kenny Clark. Dave Schildkraut is the alto player. Of course, Miles on trumpet. And Horace Silver, the pianist. This is Miles Davis's Solar. Thank you. Cal Jada Quartet from 1956 from an album entitled Cal Jada Plays Mambo, and of course that was yesterday's. And just before that we heard a nice album with two fine saxophone players on that. Phil Woods on alto and Johnny Griffin playing tenor sax. And the name of the album on the Blue Note labels titled The Rev and I, and we heard a tune entitled We Could Make Such Beautiful Music Together. That was Peter Washington on bass, Ben Riley, the great drummer, and Cedar Walton on piano. Well, let's see. Let me tell you that the Cool Jazz Set is originating from the University of Richmond at 90.1, streams at WDCE.org, and the Cool Jazz Set is recorded and will be available for your future enjoyment at our website, which is cooljazzset.com. Just go there and click on radio shows and listen to both of tonight's one-hour segments as well as many that we leave up for almost a year. I'm glad you're with us tonight. We've got some great music for you. Here's a request we had from last week that some of our listeners have fallen in love with, Miss Kate Reed, who's got two nice albums out. This is from her album, The Love I'm In, and it's a nice piece. It's entitled Where Do You Start, Miss Kate Reed.
Where do you start? How do you separate the present from the past? How do you deal with all the things you thought would last that didn't last? Bits of memory scattered here and there. I'd look around and don't know where to start. Which books are yours? Which tapes and dreams belong to you? And which of mine? Our lives are tangled like the branches of a vine that intertwine. So many habits that we'll have to break, and yesterdays we'll have to take apart. One day there'll be a song or something in the air again to catch me by surprise, and you'll be there again. A moment in what might have been. Where do you start? Do you allow yourself a little time to cry? Or do you close your eyes and kiss it all goodbye? I guess you try. And though I don't know where, I don't know when, I'll find myself in love again. I promise there will always be a little place no one will see, a tiny part deep in my heart that stayed in love with you. Thank you. there'll be a song or something in the air again to catch me by surprise, and you'll be there again, a moment in what might have been. Where do you start? Do you allow yourself a little time to cry? Or do you close your eyes and kiss it all goodbye? I guess you try. I don't know where, I don't know when I'll find myself in love again. I promise there will always be a little place no one will see, a tiny part deep in my heart that stays in love with you.
And that was guitarist Mark Whitfield. And you are familiar with Mark because he opens my show with his theme song every Sunday evening when we start our show. What a great guitar player. And that was some fine bass work by Mr. Christian McBride with his bow, one of the great archoists, as they say. Greg Hutchinson's the drummer on that, too. Stephen Scott was the pianist. And that's Mark Whitfield's 7th Avenue Stroll on the Verve label. Before that, we heard from Miss Kate Reed, a nice duo with her bassist, Mr. Chris Connor. Where do you start? Up next, we're going to hear from trumpeter Clark Terry from an album he did not that long ago. And this is Count Basie's 920 special, Mr. Clark Terry. Thank you.
It's like reaching for the moon. It's like reaching for the sun. It's like reaching for the stars. Reaching for you. You're so far above me. How can I expect an angel like you to love me, who is so divine as you are? It's like flying without wings, playing fiddle without strings, and a million other things no one can do. Though my hopes are slender, in my secret heart I pray that you surrender soon. Though it's like reaching for the moon.
Hi, this is Al Jarreau. First of all, let me tell you how much I love teachers. Teachers in school, Mrs. Bess and Mrs. Gunness, they came once a week and sat at a piano and played music for us, and we sat on the floor and sang. I remember singing harmonies to some little song like, here we go up the road to a birthday party, here we go up the road to a birthday party. And Mrs. Bess or Mrs. Gunness looking around at her kindergarten class and wondering, who's singing harmony? But I wouldn't tell. Anyhow, so wonderful, those memories, and important in preparing me for the music that I do now and getting love for music in me very, very early on.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
Thanks, Al. A nice timely message about music education. And it takes place right here at the beautiful University of Richmond that has a great music program. And if by chance you have children or grandchildren thinking about college and they are musically inclined, please check out this great university's program. Just give them admissions a call and tell them Paul Pierce said to give you a private tour and get a chance to meet some of these fine people. Of course, it's summer right now and things are a little bit slow around here, but it won't be long, and the key players are here. So think about that, and come by the studio sometime if you're visiting and say hello. All right, we just heard a nice recording from one of my favorites, Diana Panton, from her album If the Moon Turns Green, and that was Reaching for the Moon. And the two fine players on that backing her were guitarist Reg Schweiger and also Don Thompson playing bass on that. Before that, we heard an album that featured a trombonist. It's Clark Terry's album, actually, but it featured the trombonist and the bassist and the guitarist. But anyway, Pee Wee Claybrook is the tenor saxophone. It's Harold Jones on drums and Dean Riley on bass. Jim Putman, the guitarist on that, and the trombonist. And the leader that put this group together, Brian Gould. Thought maybe you'd like to know that. Okay, let's see. Up next, I want you to hear a swinging live recording from Amsterdam. This was done back in 1977. And I know you'll know the tune. It's called The Candyman. And this is none other than the very great swinging trio of Monty Alexander, John Clayton, and Jeff Hamilton. Here comes The Candyman. And Jennifer, this is for you. Thank you.
Again, we thank you on behalf of our drummer from Indiana. His name is Jeff Hamilton. Our bass from Los Angeles, California, John Clayton Jr. John Clayton. Yours truly, Monty Alexander. Thank you very much. Bye.